We are learning Masechtas Bava Kamma Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, and we are starting on top of Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis. In the Mishnah, it said that a Ketzer HaRegel Mo'edas L'Shaver B'Derech Hilucha, and then it said Behima Mo'edas L'Halach Kedarka L'Shaver. It sounds the exact same thing. It says a Mu'ud walks and breaks things. A Regel is a Mu'ud to walk and break things while it walks. That's the Behima does. So why repeat it twice? So tomorrow's Kash. Omalei Ravina L'Rava. Hainu Regel, Hainu Behima. Ketzer HaRegel and Behima Mo'edas are the exact same thing. Said it twice. Amalei Tana Ovo is Viktani told us, which means like this: the first line of Mishnah Ketzer HaRegel Ma'edas Shav Derech Hilucha means it actually broke things with its feet. The second thing is a Behema Ma'edas Lahalich Kedarka walks Kedarka of L'Shav and break. You know how it breaks things? By hitting things while it walks, but not with its goof, with its body, or with its package on its back, or with its hair, but not with its feet. So the Av is the feet. But everything else that you're walking kedarka and you break things, that is called a tolda, and that's what the second part of the Mishnah is. So Mar says that's very good for our Mishnah. But the truth is, if you look at the next Mishnah when it comes to Shein, it also repeats something twice, and there you don't have an option. Because the next Mishnah says like this: Ketzer Hashein, Mo'edes Le'echol Saroyo Lo. The Mishnah is not your testament base. Ketzer Hashein, Mo'edes Le'echol Saroyo Lo. And then it says, Vehim Mo'edes Le'echol Peris V'Yerokas. So there, it says both, to eat what's royal fit, and then it says to eat fruits and vegetables. There, you can't say it's a told, not a told. El miyata seifak, toni ha-shem u'edas abahim u'edas, my avos, who might told us, ika. What's avos has told us? You know what told of Shane is? Scratching yourself on a wall. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says eating fruits and vegetables. So, akam had levit dechusa. So, here, the Rava told back Ravina, he says, Vamalei, I know Shanei Chada. I answered one. I answered you, the Tani I was going to tell us. Answered the first Mishnah. You take care of the second Mishnah. It's your job. You're making a joke. I know Shanei Chada. Shanei Chada, you answered the other one. But time I was talking up shot. Ravashi, Tana Shane the Chaya, Vakhtana Shane the Behema. Which means that the next Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, they're both talking about eating pears. The first part of the Mishnah is talking about a Chaya. Then it says, a Behema is Lechel. And you have to tell me that a Chaya also is called Shane. What's pshat? You would think, since it says in the pasuk of Shilachas Be'iroi, which means your animal, Shilach Be'iroi, Behema in Chaya Loi, but not a Chaya, Kamash Melon, no. The Chaya B'chal Behema. Chaya is included in Behema, and just like a Behema is Chayev for Shane, a Chaya is also included in Behema. You know, it says Be'iroi, but Chaya is included in Behema. How do you know Chaya is B'chal Behema? Rashi says, because the pasuk says, when it comes to Macholos Asuroi, it says Zoisa Behema, Asher Toichlu, and it says afterwards Ayol Tzvi V'Yachmo, which is wild animals. But Taisa says it can't be that's the drasha. Why? Because we know Oifos also have the mazik of Shein, even birds, and birds are not included in the Behema. So that can't be the Kamash one, the Chayav B'chal Behema. The Kamash one is just from Shabbos. We learn by Shabbos that your students feasts Behemta and all different halachas of Behemas, and we darshan, it means any type of Behema. That's when we know that all Behemas are included. But that's the Mishnah's Chiddush to us, teaches us this halacha, that all Behemas are included in Shein. If the next Mishnah is talking about Chaya and Behema, what should be first? The Behema should be first, and then Chaya. Why say Chaya first? Yochi homeboy, Mr. Bereisha, say first Behema, and then it say Chaya. So the Gemara, I answer to you that. Hi, the Osulim Adrosh, the Drosha, which is Chaya, is Mochavim, and therefore he put that first. Freyti Gemara, Yochi, Reisha Namin, our first Mishnah also, it's Regel, it should say first the Toldus, then it should say first the case of the Gufa with Toldus, and then the Av. That should be first. Now, first Mishnah also, we should do the Drosha first. It should say, not the regal, the damage that you do with your body should be first. Over there by Shane, both are obvious. Both the Chai and Behema are obvious. So, put it first. But in the first Mishnah, you can do first the Av and then the Tolda. You leave the Av and do the Tolda first. You do first the Av, then the Tolda. So in our first Mishnah, it says, Ketzer HaRegel, which is with the feet. Then it says Behema Mo'edes L'Shaver Derech Hilucha, which means the body, which is Tolda. Because you always say the Tolda second. In the next Mishnah, which both are Avos, just one is on a Chai, one's a Behema, there we say the Midrasha first. That's the first Teretz of the Gemara. And by saying, the reason why we start a Regel is because going on the last parak. The last parak, we're coming for the word Regel there. Since we start a Regel there, we go Vaita to Regel over here. Zog the Maravaita, Tana Rabbanah. It's a normal thing for Behema to go walk Kedarka and to break things. Behema goes to the Chotza Nizik. We know that a holding regal is only in Rosh Hashanah Nizik, not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So here, Behemet went to Chotzer Nizik and was Mazik, Begufa, with his body, there, Chalucha, while it's walking, Vesara, with its hair, there, Chalucha, while it's walking, Book of Shalah, with its saddle on it, Vesuf Shalah, and with its package on its back, with Pumpi Shafia, and the bit in its mouth, Vesuk Shavazvara, the bell over its neck, Vechamar Bemasai, and a Chamar with its load. Meshalam Nether Shalom, Pay Nether Shalom. I can ask, we already said Shlif Shalah, why are you repeating Chamar Bemasai? So, Taisvis, because it's a different type of, they hold the packages different. Look at Taisvis, Chamar Bemasai. Avagad, the Kvar Shalom, Abba Shlif Shalah. It's not the same. It's not the same mahudik like other behemoths. And you would think it's not kegufay. Kamash walon, it is kegufay. So those pay the shalom. Sum chesamar tsroy rois v'chazir shoy noiver ba'ashba, and a chazir that was digging in the garbage dump and he sent out things flying v'hizik mashalom nezik shalom. So mara as a kasha hizik, if it was noiver ba'ashba and hizik, it's pshita, it's pashut. The Gemara thought that it was mazik with its beak, with its nose, when it went into the garbage dump, was mazik there. So it's mazik, it's pashut. Ela ima hit this, it spritzed things out, the hizik. Mashalom nezik shalom, pezik shalom. So what comes out, what's Simcha's telling us? Simcha's telling us that tsroi rois and a chazir that dug into the garbage dump and made tsroi rois, he pays nezik shalom. This is tsroi rois. Simcha's went tsroi rois, what? Oh, that's obviously Simcha's argues. So let's tomorrow develop this. There's Rebbe Chatzin Ezek. Yeah, the more they talk about this. The more it's Tzrayrus Man Lachar Shmael. Who's talking about Tzrayrus? So we're Chsuri Mechzra. Something's missing here. Valkatani. Tzrayrus Kiru Chai Chatzin Ezek. Tanakama says Tzrayrus, even though it's normally Pei Chatzin Ezek. V'chazir Shoyenoyver V'ashba. Chazir that was digging in the garbage dump with his nose. V'hitiz and spritz things out. V'hizik and damage. V'shalom Chatzin Ezek. You pay Taka Chatzin Ezek. Sumchus argues. Sumchus Aymet, Sroy Rois, Vachadish, Shoy Noy Vashba, Vahitis, Vitis, Vashan, Hashom, it pays. Nezek Shom, he argues on the whole Lachem Hashem. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Divra Maskal, Hittis, let's see Rashi. Hittis, Avat Sroy Rois. Rashi, Sumchus, Lestai, Hilchus, the Chazin, and Sroy Rois, or Nezek Shom, Shvilei. He argues on the whole Lachem Hashem. Frank the Maritz Chayas, that there's a Ram Pirish, which Naya says, that you can't argue on a Lachem Hashem. So Ayin, the Maritz Chayas, has a whole tumult about this. Back upon him, what comes out from this Gemara is that we have here in Machlekes, if Tzrayrus pays Chatzin Nezek, Nezek Shalom. Tanakama holds pay Chatzin Nezek, and Sumchus holds, you pay Nezek Shalom. The Gemara is going to continue with this Machlekes, Sumchus and the Tanakama. Tanar Rabbanan. Tanagoylim, Shahoyu Mafrichim. Tanagoylim, they were flying, they're fluttering their wings. Memakim, Memakim, one place to another place. Meshavru Kalim, Kafayim, and it broke Kalim with its wings. The wings hit the Kalim and broke it. Meshalom, Nezek Shalom, pay Nezek Shalom. That's not Tzrayrus, that's Begufay. But with the ear under its wings, then what's that halacha? Masham chatzin ezek. That pays chatzin ezek. You know why? It's not called begufay. That's called, it's not mamash gufay, it's the koicha. That pays chatzin ezek. Sumchus omen ezek shalom. Sumchus says he pays ezek shalom because Sumchus argues and holds that there's no such din as treiros. Tanya, what? This is treiros. Yeah, but chanfei, when the ruach, chanfei, he's talking about. The ruach, the ear under its wings, that's treiros. If it hits it with its wings, mamish, that pays the shalom. The wind, why is it not tzrayrus?
Nothing touched. It was
rocks don't touch. Didn't touch. Not direct either. It flew in the air. It's a window side. It's like I threw the wind at you. It's the same thing. It's called tzrayrus.
You think the problem actually?
Same thing. That's the same thing as tzrayrus. Here was the wind actually came from my thing, and I blew the wind at you. So I look at the wind as a double mamish. I threw it at you. So that's why it's called tzrayrus. Tanya yidach. Tanagirim shem hatzim malgabi isa. Tanagirim were dancing on a piece of dough. A guy of Paris or on top of fruits, but Timfo, he made it dirty, or Nikra, he made holes in it, Masham, Nezer Shalom, Pain Nezer Shalom. So that's possible, because it's direct damage. Hello, Afar Tzrayrus. Let's say it blew up dust or rocks, and it landed on the Paris, made him dirty, or made the dough dirty, you know, dirty dough you can't use. Masham, Chatzi Nezek, Pain Chatzi Nezek, because that's indirect, it's Tzrayrus. Sumcha Soma, Nezek Shalom, Pain Nezer Shalom. And the Pain Yeshua speaks out, a bunch of brises do the same thing, is because it was said different in the Beis Medrash, so they made a brise of each one. Not that it's any chiddush, but the old Machlekesim, Sumchus and the Tanakama. Tanya Yidach, Tarnagol Shoy Mafriach Mokol Mokoy, Tarnagol that was flying from place to place, Vyotzu Ruach Matachas Knofov, and wind came out from under its wings, Vyshivra Yisakelim, broke Kalim, Mashalom Chatzin Nezek. And here's Stomach Rabbanon, here's a Stam Mishnah, Stam Brisa like the Rabbanon hold, the Chatzin Nezek is Tzrayrus. Now Rava has come to explain what we know already. Amar Rava. Bishlam is Sumchis, we understand why you pay Nezek Shalom. Kesava Koicha Gufa Dami. Koicha is like the Guf. El Rabbanon, but the Rabbanon, Ika Gufa Dami, Kuli Nezek Boy L'Shalom. If, Rabbanon, I understand you. If you hold Kigufa, it's a pay Nezek Shalom. If you love Gufa Dami, it's not Kiguf, so don't pay anything. Chatzin Nezek Shalom. Hadama Rava. So Rava says, no, lo'olim gufa dami. Rava holds same thing like the sumchas, that it's called gufay. Even though it's not your own body doing it, you're doing it, you're causing to do it, the behemoth is causing it, it's still considered gufay. Ay, why pay chatzi nezek? The chatzi nezek, tzoros, hilchas l'gemir lo. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and that is the reason why you only pay chatzi nezek. Omar Rava, kol shebezov tamei, benezikim asham nezek shalom. Which means a zav touches something, it's tameh. So by nezikin, if the animal touches something and breaks it, pay nezek shalom. Calls for a zav tahar, which means the zav does not touch it. He throws something at it, throws a rock at the thing, doesn't become tameh, right? So nezikin mashalom chazi nezek. Afraid the gemara, Rava tzveres or shvinim? Is Rava telling us tzveres? No, tzveres is. What's Rava telling us? Lo, Rava eglo meshaches bekaran kamas v'lon. Rava told us like this, that if by a zav it's tameh, they pay nezek shalom, which means he touched it. If a zov throws a rock at something, it's tar, you pay chatzi nezek by a behema. And the question is, that l'chayra, then what's the chiddush of that? We know that. That's called tzrayris, no? What's Rava's chiddush? Today's Rava's telling a specific chiddush. What's the chiddush? Egla agola meshechas bekaren. A egla meshechas bekaren. A egla, a calf is pulling a wagon, and it goes over kalim and smashes it. So just like if a zav is sitting on that wagon, the halacha is it's medrash hazav and it's tameh, it will also be considered the ma'isa of the behemah and not tzrayrus, and it will be chayv nezek shalom. If the carriage sends out rocks and it breaks something, that will be chatzin nezek taka. But if he schleps a carriage and goes over the kalim and breaks it, just for a zav it's tameh, else medrash, kamash lon, here it's also tameh. The chiddush is the nezek shalom part, yeah. But an egla ma'isa karen, just like it's tummy by a zav, here will be chayv nezek shalom. And what's the raya? Because a zav sits on the wagon and becomes tummy. Here also, if it schleps the wagon, it's chayv nezek shalom. Freik the kosher rosh, I don't know what you're talking about. Vakasha. Freik the kosher rosh. The ma'inyan egla ma'ishechas v'karon, the zav's yoshev al karon. If the zav slept a gola al kalim or slept an animal al kalim, kalim tahirim is tahar. So here the behema is slepping the wagon, and we're saying that's called gufay. That's nothing to do with zav. By zav, it's not tamish the case. It's not a dimyan even. yes. Because we said here, what's the case of zav? Zav is tameh because the zav is sitting on the wagon and it's sitting on the kalim. It's a medrus, right? Said also by behemah also, if the you can't even say it all, but it's hard to say it. You say by behemah also, if the behemah schleps a wagon and goes over to kalim, the halach is it's nezek shalom. Why it's called direct? Frank and Tosh Rosh, it's not a dimyan. Why? If a zav schleps a wagon and it goes over kalim, are the kalim tameh? The answer is no. So it's not like a zav. So what are you talking about? Tosh Rosh blabs shver. He doesn't have a teretz to this kasha. He doesn't really have a teretz to the kasha. But that's what Tosh Rosh asks on this Gemara. But upon him, either way, we're trying to say this chiddush that a karoin, a wagon, is considered direct. Mashenkim, if it stands at rocks, not considered direct. Tanya kavasei de Rava. You have a brisa that's like Rava about this egla meisheches bekarin. Tanya kavasei de Rava. Behemah me'edes oshav derech lucha. It breaks while it's walking. Ketzah behemah shnichas lechatzah anizik ve'ziga. A behemah walks into the chatzah anizik and is mazik. Begufa derech hilucha while it's walking, v'sar derech hilucha, or it's here while it's walking. Ba'ukav shala, with its saddle on its back, it hits something and breaks something while it's walking. Over shluf shala, with its package on its back. Ba'prumva shafir, with a bit in its mouth, it hits something. Over zug shavara, or the bell over its neck. V'chamar b'masay, or chamar with its load. V'egla meshachas bekarit, or a egla that's being schlepped by a wagon. Meshalim nezek shalom. Loch is, you pay nezek shalom. And it's a riot to Rava. That's called direct damage, not called tzreiris. Tan Rabbanon, Tanagoyim Shem Mechatatim B'Chevel Dli. And we learn this price, so we're not going to have full pshat on the price until we see tomorrow's daf Yud Ches. But Tanagoyim that was nibbling at the rope of a pail, and what happened is after he nibbled it enough, but nifsak a chevel, and the chevel broke, snapped. We'll see if this is Keren or Shane. What is this? But the chevel snapped. Benishbar adli, and adli broke. Meshalma nezek shalom. You pay nezek shalom. We have to see why. Look, it sounds like tzreiris maybe. Again, we have to wait to daf yuches. We're very intrigued to know pshat this price. We have to wait. Boya Rava. Rava has a shayla like this. And the Gemara is bring down this price to bring a riot to Rava shayla, and that's when we'll explain pshat this price. Boya Rava. Dar shalakli. The behemoth jumped on a keli, it didn't break, but it sent it flying, and it started rolling, and the skagel makamachav nishma broke. So what is this? Tzveris or not tzveris? On one hand, you look where it broke, at that time, it didn't break directly from the damage of, from the foot of the behemoth. Other hand, the thing that sent it going was the foot of the behemoth. So what do you, how do you look at this? Now, look at how it started off, and it started from the guf. Look at what's broken, v'tzreiris ninu. You look at what broke, and that is considered, and that's only tzreiris. That's only tzreiris. Because if you look at where it broke far away, not in the same guf. So, let's bring a raya from Rabbah. If someone threw off, let's bring a raya from Rabbah. Rabbah says he threw a kli off the roof. Someone came and broke it with a stick. Potter. The guy broke with a stick is potter. Why? The guy says, that was going to break anyway. He threw the keli off the roof. It's almost going to land on the floor. And I broke it before. But it's broken anyway. It's a broken keli. It's a dead man walking. It's a broken keli walking. So here, the halacha is your pot, according to Rabbah. So what do you see? You go bust me karo. You look at the beginning. It's broken already. It's here also. That keli was rolling. It was broken. So you go bust at the beginning. So the Gemara says that Rabbah is post the shiloh. The Rabbah pshitale. The Rabbah mabayale. The Rabbah, it's poshit. The Rabbah is still the shiloh. That's going on here. That's the shiloh of your Rabbah. Rabbah is the shiloh. That's still a shiloh. Toshim, let's try bringing a raya vaita. So Bryce is like this. He does in a mood. Dancing around for chicken is not a mood. Yeshama is a mood. It's very normal for chicken to dance. It can't be say that's not a mood. Hidusakadaidach alav hidus hitis. It danced around and it spritzed out tzreiris. The master of Basim Ekaraz Linon. It sent the keli flying. So one of the other holes Basim Ekaraz Linon, which would mean you're going basar the hitting it, and there he hit it with his own feet, and therefore it's mood, which means nezek shalim. The master of Basim Tavamonaz Linon. And there it broke, it was not direct, so that's called Enimur, it's Chatzi Nezek. That's the machlokes of the Abasa Mikara or Basa Tavamana, that's what it says. Loi. No. Behitis, Tzreiris, the machlokes is, the case is Hitis Tzreiris, or Flukta or Sumchis Rabbanon. And the machlokes is between Sumchis and the Rabbanon Kamifagi, if you chayiv, Nezek Shalom, or Chatzi Nezek. That's what Mood means. Mood means Nezek Shalom, and Enimur means Chatzi Nezek. Now I just want to speak one thing out. The Rabbah said that if you throw a Kli off the roof, someone came and broke it. What's the halacha? Your potter, because one of three of and Rava was a shayla. Rava was pshitle. Zok toisis, even lefi Rava that holds one of three of tavar. Let's say I throw a rock at a keli. Not perfect aim. It's heading straight for the keli. Before the rock hits the keli, I take a bat and smash the keli. What's the halacha? Lefi Rava. Is that called one of three of tavar? Did I break a broken keli with my bat, or no? What's the chilek? Zok toisis. There's a chilek. Because the difference is, if I throw the keli off the roof, the keli itself is in action to break. Masha'inkin, a summer keli that's stationary, and I throw a rock at it, that keli is not on the way to be broken. Something else is about to break it. And that's different. Lafayette Allah is, if you're chayef, the guy hit with a bat is chayef. According to Rabbah, someone else can hit with a bat, yeah. According to Rabbah, the Rabbah's case, if someone hits the thing with a bat, the guy who hit it with a bat is a potter, the guy who threw off the roof is chayiv. In this case, if I threw a rock and someone else hit it with a bat, the guy who hit it with a bat is chayiv. Zok Tais is inside. Nira, the Mzark Evan and Chayitz ala Kli, Vo Achav, a Kodam Vashavra, the Pshita the Chayiv. Lo Yishayak Amon at Viratava. The Azir Nami Hoka Basa Vikara, Le Meshkinim Vashakas Tveris, Chatzin Ezek, Vesvara Pshuti Lechalik, Mzark Evan, Mzark Kli Yatzmai. It's Pasha the Chilik between the two things.